We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Amy Rushes. Amy, how are you?
I am blessed. How's everybody doing?
Blessed, just blessed. Amy, stand up for Jesus.
Yes.
Wow, what a powerful thing to say. What a powerful project. Tell us about it.
Well, Stand Up for Jesus. This is my first all project. Kurt Carr and myself, we solicited songwriters from all over the country. And all this music you've never heard before. And, you know, we went through it and sifted through it. We got hundreds of submissions. And it was a hard decision because there were so many good songs that were sent. And we picked these 10 songs, and there's something on here for everybody.
Kurt Carr is one of the most premier producers, and he's produced for you before.
Yep, everything I've done, Kurt has produced.
Wow. How did you come about meeting Kurt Carr and getting Kurt Carr to produce Amy Rushes?
Well, I mean, Kurt and me have been friends for 24 years. So,
wow.
I mean, we met back in the day through Reverend Cleveland, James Cleveland. And Kurt used to come over to my house, and we used to work. He used to teach me gospel songs, and I'd sing, and he'd play. And we, you know, we became friends, and we've been friends all of these years. And so, you know, when God really called me into ministry, it was time to do the very first record, and who else would I have do it but Kurt?
What can we expect from Stand Up for Jesus? How different is this from all of your projects?
Well, it's very different in the fact that there are no cover songs in this record. And what you can expect, there is the single right now that's out is called King of Glory, which is praise and worship, which works in any church in the country. It's just one of those kind of songs that praise teams will be doing and that the people will like and do like. So there's praise and worship on there. There's a few of those songs. There's songs about healing and restoration. There's an anointing on some of this music that really and truly ushers in the presence of God. There's, you know, a take you to church songs. We have a song dedicated to Miss Robbie from Sweetie Pies. We have, you know, it's a great variety of music. And like I said, there is something on there for everybody.
Now, everybody knows about Miss Robbie from Sweetie Pies.
Yes.
So, and everybody loves Miss Robbie. How did you come about dedicating a song for her?
Well, first of all, I love her. And I love Sweetie Pies. I haven't missed an episode. And I said, when I get to St. Louis, I'm going to go see her.
Wow.
And I wanted to do that for her. And I wanted to send her the CD, and I will, and say, look, listen to track number 7. This is for you. And so it's a song that she'll like. And at the end of the song, we're doing This Little Light of Mine, which is what she sings every morning when they pray
right.
in the restaurant. So, you know, that was why she was just God put her on my heart.
Amy, tell us about your Reverend James Cleveland moment.
Well, I mean, many of your listeners know this about me. I mean, years ago, my boyfriend took me to a revival, and Reverend Cleveland was preaching. And when he got finished preaching, the boyfriend pushed me up to Reverend. I had no idea what was happening and said, you know, you got room for one more. And Reverend was so gracious to me and invited me to come, and I joined his Southern Cal Community Choir, was a member of the church. And Reverend Cleveland used to pick me for, you know, he had special projects that he would do with mainstream artists, recording projects. And he used to pick me for some of those, which was, you know, he had the best singers in the country at that time. So it was quite astounding, you know, that he would pick me, but he did. And he was just always so gracious and so welcoming. And the seeds of gospel music were planted in me way back then.
How did a Jewish girl come to sing gospel music?
Okay. My father, I'm not Jewish. My father is Jewish.
Okay.
My mother was raised in Christian Science. But they raised me to believe in God and to just find my way. It was like that. So I didn't come from a family that ever went to church, ever. When I met Reverend Cleveland, that was my first introduction not only to gospel music, but to church. And I fell in love with it.
Tell us about some songs on your new album. What can we expect? What are some of the songs that you like?
I like God's Got It. God did it. Because it's those churchy songs, and I love those churchy songs, those those shout songs. I love that. So I love that song. There's a song that Kurt wrote on this project called You're Gonna Make It Through. And, I mean, it's for anybody that's dealing with stuff, and we're all dealing with stuff. And that song will minister to you. A moment ago I talked about how there's an anointing on some of this music. And sometimes God just does that. He takes a song and he just anoints it. And it doesn't matter who does it. It doesn't matter if the person that does it is good or not good or what. There's just an anointing on it. And that's what's on this song. And for anybody that's going through, this song will lift you up and give you hope. So, I mean, I am so grateful to have a song like this on this project. There's a song on there called By His Stripes.
Yes.
Which is all about Jesus, the healing of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus, the hope and the fact that Jesus is still healing today. And anyone that's going through sickness and disease, anyone that's going through challenges physically, this is another one of those very anointed songs that will bless you and that will usher in God's presence. And where the presence of the Lord is, healing is, deliverance is.